Blog Talk Radio.
Right, spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Hey, how you doing? Okay, we're trying something a little bit different today. This is Duchess, and welcome to Inside Madness Talk. I got this great big grin on my face because I don't know if you can hear me or not. Now, what I would like for y'all to do is for I'd like one of you to help me. Let me know if you hear me. If I don't see this, then I'll know you're not hearing me. If your area code is 404, you got that? 404, I want you to press the number 1. That lets me know that you are raising your hand saying that you can hear me, okay? Please press number 1 so I know that you hear what I'm saying to you. Thank you very much. That is so wonderful. You know, I got a new mic here today. And because I have a new mic, I don't know if, I wouldn't have known if you were able to hear me until I did that little test. But it looks like you can hear me. And as I said, this is Duchess. And welcome to Inside Madness Talk. And we have a lot of things to talk about today because it's been almost, almost a month since we've come together. A couple of weeks ago during Showtime, I was in New York City visiting with my mother. A book was published. I went to her book signing. She had a book signing in her living room. And we had a grand time. And it was great knowing that my 88-year-old mother has her own book. And I think she's really pleased at that also. Not many people who are in their 80s have their own book with their name on it and their title on it and their picture on it, and she's looking good. And I was looking at her over the text messages that are being sent to me and audios and videos of her traveling around, and it's good to see her up and out and everywhere and doing things. I have a funny feeling that the more people read this book, the more energy is being sent to her, that healing energy. You know how we say energy moves, energy flows. And a lot of times when you have foreign thoughts and you're directing those foreign thoughts towards other people, those other people are really honestly and truly receiving that energy that you're sending them, whether you realize it or not. So that's why we have to be careful when we're angry and we're upset and we're sending nasty, negative energy towards or thinking nasty thoughts, because that stuff bounces off out there. It shoots out there. But the sad thing about shooting out negative energy is that, remember we were children, we used to say sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me, or you know, you say this about me and it bounces off me and it goes back to you. Well, actually, that's absolutely right in the spiritual realm. That is a known fact, that when you're submitting and you're throwing out negative thoughts and having hostile feelings towards individuals or people or places or things, that stuff is bouncing off of that and it's going right back at you. So there's a saying that people in recovery have, when you're harboring resentment and ugliness inside of you, what's happening is you're drinking the poison waiting for somebody else to die, okay? And so with that, we're going to talk about the energy moving. Kryon has something to say about change and how tough change is, and even though change is tough, well, it's tough because it begets or it creates other things that are also tough. So you change one thing and other things around you change. You intuitively know this, and through that you set up a resistance to it. Now, this resistance is totally normal and it's common. And eventually you will get through the discomfort. But the interesting thing that we wish to tell you about, and perhaps even convince you of this, the change you make today, that those changes are not only going to create more changes, but also more benevolence. Because you see, your higher power, God, Spirit, the Dude Most High, is in love with you so much that this creative source, sees what you do and matches the benevolence of it with synchronicity. Okay? Now, this is going to be part and parcel of our topic for the day. We're going to talk about Nina Stevens's power forecast. Theme for the this month is taking care of business. And there are a lot of things that I would like to share. Well, okay, there's another thing I want to share with you. You need to know this. I almost slipped my mind. I want to let you know that Duchess has become an ordained minister, non-denominational ordained minister. So that means that my spiritual talk, my spiritual healing, my spiritual counseling is validated now. So the authorities can't come and say, oh, you talking about out your mouth, you know, you're not a doctor, you can't be talking about this stuff, you know, and talking about spiritual healing done right, blah, 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 blah. Because you see, the healing that I extend to those comes from Most High. I mean, I ask my creator to reveal him, her, it, self to me and through me so that I may share that energy with you. And that's when you can feel the flow of the energy and watch it grow and grow and grow. And energy, like we say, energy moves. We have an instance where I saw this actually work on a person who was receiving some, I think it's called craniosacral therapy. Now, this person was laying down and they were being sent energy, remote energy, distance healing through listening to a voice over speakerphone. And I watched this, and I watched this person get stronger before my eyes. And I watched this energy being sent to this person, and I watched this person change their whole persona as a result of receiving some distance remote healing through energy. Now, when people do this, some of you may not believe this, but I do. Duchess believes, and it's okay if you don't believe, because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen whether you believe it or not. I believe, like I said, when we emit energy and do an energy exchange with other people, those people feel that energy exchange. It's a wonderful thing. Now, this, what is it, craniosacral therapy. Well, what it does is it's like an underlying, and it uses governed patterns to shift and mold and send energy through an individual's hands. Now, this involves the practitioner listening through the hands to the body's subtle rhythms and any patterns of inertia or congestion. Those of you who are familiar with Reiki, you know that if you've ever had an experience with a Reiki master, they don't even have to touch you. They're rubbing their energy flow over your body or the expanse of your body, and they're able to tell you where they feel an energy fluctuation. And I was once told that I had surgery in a particular area, and I had all my clothes. The woman didn't know I had surgery there, but she ran a And evidently, my energy changed, and she sensed that change in energy and knew that I had had a condition there that was either healing or that wasn't so well anymore. But that's what happens with these practitioners. So through the development of subtle palpatory skills, the practitioner can read the story of the body. They can identify places where issues are held and then follow the natural priorities for healing as directed by the patient's own physiology. So they're not changing anything. What they're doing is they're feeling where things aren't so right, and they're listening to the body tell them how it's meant to be, or how it should be, or how it needs to go back into place. Okay? So the intention of the treatment is to facilitate the expression of the breath of life and so enhance the body's own self-healing and self-regulating capabilities. Now, this is done in a non-invasive way. Practitioner subtly and gently encourages the conditions that follow for the reemergence of primary respiratory motion. And furthermore, the practitioner's deep and clear quality of presence can become a reflective mirror for the patient and an invaluable cue for their potential for change. Okay? So the practitioner is sending nice signals to the body through the divine source that flows through them. They're not God, but what they're doing is they're asking the creator, and they're acting as a channel of this energy flow to focus directly onto or through them to the patient. So that there is, you know how you have when they say laser vision? Well, now we're doing an accurate flow, direct flow, tunneling through, and the practitioner is holding that space for that patient. Now, they call it biodynamic craniosacral therapy, and it means, you know, to add more to it, it takes a whole person approach to healing, and the interconnections of mind, body, and spirit are deeply acknowledged. It is an effective form of treatment for a wide range of illnesses and helping to create the optimal conditions for health. Okay? So I say all of this because my ordination partner, Ada Gutierrez, she and I, we received the ordination certification the same day. We rode up to Seneca Rocks, West Virginia, and we met with Reverend James at the Living Light Center Church of Faith and Healing, and we did this together. And then I explained to Ada how I had a family member who was suffering from, you know, certain changes within their physiology and within their makeup, and she said that she wanted to work on that family member. Now, she did this gratis, and it was a blessing to that family member. It was a blessing to our entire family. So that's why I want to let and give a shout out to just my sister Reverend, I call her, Ada Gutierrez. And at the end of the show, hopefully I'll remember to give her a phone number, because she does do distance healing, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, once again, I'm holding the title of Reverend now, and I'm not asking anyone to call me Reverend, but know that legally it means that I hold an official title and can legally perform weddings and ceremonies and also conduct spiritual counseling and healing services. And that's what we've been doing for almost 2 years on Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, Spiritual Healing Done Right, and now we're official. It's non-denominational, and it means welcoming everyone from all spiritual and religious walks of life. So there is no discriminatory thing here. We're talking all pure spirituality and having a good time doing it. So why don't we look and see what Lena Stevens has to say to us this month. A lot of people, they really are into Lena Stevens, and so am I. Now, she has a lot to say to me, because with change, I'm going insane. A couple of months ago, I gave my 60-day notice, and I'm in the process of moving. And as you know who your real friends are when you say, hey, I'm moving, and I need some help. It seems like they just scatter far and wide, and you don't see them very close to you. Not really. But that's what I'm going through. And for me to have to put together a two-bedroom apartment, pack it up, move my office, move myself, order trucks, try to decide whether it's going to be a moving van or if I'm going to get a pod, or looking for an apartment because I haven't really found one, whether I'm going to use the pod to put my stuff and move and storage, or am I going to get a truck and have to wonder who's going to load it up, then take it to storage and unload it, and then load it back up when I find it's been crazy. It's been really crazy. And I usually don't talk about it, and I'm mentioning it now, but I'm going to mention it briefly and hopefully not dwell on it, because when I talk about it, I either feel extremely overwhelmed, okay, or I get real teary-eyed because I get emotional. I don't like talking about things that I have to go through. It's best for me to just go through it, take it one day at a time, and not think about all that has to be done. Because if I think about all that has to be done, I really, really, literally, see, people think Dutchess is strong. I literally freak out. Or what I'll do is I'll get in my bed, put the covers over my head, and I'll just want to cry, and I don't want to do anything. And not doing anything, that means nothing gets done. And so before you know it, moving day will be upon me, and I'll be in a bigger mess, because if people do come to help me move, they'll say, well, what have you been doing? What, we got to pack this stuff up too? I don't want that to happen. But with Lena Stevens' power theme for this month, check it out. Taking care of business. I needed this one. I needed this one desperately because I need to pick myself up and just carry on. And I cannot look back. I mean, I just got to pick myself up and just carry on, because I was the one that gave that 60-day notice to move and vacate and be out of here. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, I know that my creator wants me up and out of here, even though I don't know where my creator wants to send me yet. I know, because I get clear signs on a periodic, regular basis that I want you up and I want you out of here. You know, do I get a two-bedroom? Do I get a one-bedroom? If I get a one-bedroom, then I have to downsize to a one-bedroom. If I got a two-bedroom, well, can I afford that, you know? And so in looking at, oh, and the other thing, how about putting my Social Security number on all these applications all over the world, okay? I mean, I've been out to Fauquier County. People, is that funny? Fauquier County. Well, we do have a county here in Virginia called Fauquier County. And we have Middleburg, and we have the Plains, and we have South Riding. I've got applications all over the place, but that means even my Social Security number all over the place. So that prompted me to go to AARP and get myself some identity theft protection. Okay? So these are all things that I'm having to go through and have to deal with, and it's nobody to bounce this stuff off with. So you're getting it over the air today because you're my family, you're my friends, and if I hold this all inside, then I'm going to burst, I'm going to break. And going through all of this to go to work every day, you know, so it's not like I got all day to pack up my kitchen and all day to make phone calls to find out, all day to drive around looking for apartments, all day to fill out applications. I still got to go to work too, because nobody's going to pay this rent for me. So Lena Stevens' Power Path theme, taking care of business, is right up my alley. Okay, so this is a month of getting our ducks in a row, you know, finishing projects, I finished the book, published the book. I finished that. And right on time. Handling details. Yep, got to handle the details because I don't want to leave anything unturned. Finally, getting to what you have procrastinated. You know what I'm procrastinating? I have stuff from a business that I owned in 1999 when I closed my business, Waheed. I have paperwork and documents that need to be shredded from way back then. So I've been procrastinating. They need to go. They need to be shredded. I might have to buy a new shredder. Why? Because I might burn out the little one that I have. And making choices about what stays and what goes. I think that's the hardest thing in the world, making those choices. I mean, I have this pretty wrapped little, it's the size of a watch box, the long watch boxes they used to have, the long ones. And it's nice and pretty and it's wrapped. Oh, it's so cute. You know, I've been having this for like maybe almost 30 years. You know who gave this to me? My youngest son. He gave this to me. It's an empty box. I know it's empty because I figured out it's empty. There's nothing in the box because when he gave it to me, he did it when he was in kindergarten. He says, "Here, Mommy, this is a present for you, but you cannot open it." And I said, "Why not?" He said, "Because it's filled with love. And if you open it, all the love will float away." So how can I throw something like that away? How can I get rid of things like that? These things have endearing sentiment to me. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff around here. I have a Monopoly game that's a UPS Monopoly game that I'll probably never, ever open because it's like a collector's item. It's a UPS. You know, you go around the board with little UPS trucks. Can I throw this away? Can I throw away a UPS Rubik's Cube? There's a lot of stuff going on here, and Duchess is here to say that it's really, really difficult. But what supports us during this process is the opportunity to open our hearts to what is truly ours and to embrace our business from a place of acceptance and commitment instead of resistance. There are a couple of sub-themes and important influences we will be working with this month that are a necessary part of taking care of business. And one of those is procrastination. You know who you are. Those of you who make a habit of procrastinating, whatever the reasons behind your procrastination, it is time to do it now. Or eliminate it from your life completely. Lena advises making a sign of "do it now," quotes, all capital letters, and posting it somewhere where you are sure to see it all the time. Because taking care of business this month includes tasks that you are way behind on, procrastination will be an influence to deal with. Procrastination holds a lot of energy. And we do not need all of that heavy, bulky energy. Whenever you procrastinate, you spend way more energy worrying about, planning for, and feeling bad than the thing itself would take to do. Can we say that again with an amen? Whenever you procrastinate, you spend way more energy worrying about, planning for, and feeling bad than the thing itself would take to do. I don't know if Lena mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it. I find what loads me down more than anything else is when I need help from somebody to help me do something so that I can do something once you help me do that. And I'll give you an example. I have this butcher block table. It's a beautiful butcher block type wooden table, dining room table. But I'm downsizing, so I can't use it. I can't, and I don't want to throw it away. but it was given to me, so I'd rather just give it to somebody. But there's nobody I know that wants it. So what did I do? I asked some friends, would your son come and help me move this table? You know, because it's going to take two guys to move this table, or at least two nice, strong women. And she said, sure. So on that Saturday, when Saturday came, her son was sick, so he couldn't help me do it. So as I'm leaving, I see a neighbor's son upstairs, and I ask him, would he be able to help me move this table? Because I know if I move this table out of this spot, I have an empty space for me to pack and stack. But until I can move this table out of this spot, then I'm going to pack and have boxes all over the place that I'm going to be climbing over. I need to pack and stack. I tend to be a very orderly person. Well, my neighbor's son said, oh, I'll help you. I can't do it now. I'm going to work, and I'll come back, and I'll do it at 10 o'clock when I get in from work. And I said, okay, just knock on my door. So I go off. I'm hungry. Don't feel like cooking. So I go off to a friend's house who's having a cookout. I'm going to stay all of a couple of hours, get something to eat so I don't look like I'm being rude in and out. And I'm going to rush home to be here. 10 o'clock, no neighbor's son. 10:30, no neighbor's son. I could have gone to bed because I'm very sleepy and I got to get up early this morning. 11 o'clock, no neighbor's son. So that's when I just lay across my bed and go to sleep, just in case he knocked on the door. I kept on my clothes, you know. I get up this morning. I have to make a run. I go over to the Living Light Church thingy mahoozy. I go over there. And on my way back home, I see these two guys, Hispanics, that live on another. And I say Hispanic because I'm getting ready to say that I asked them, would they be able to help me do something? You know, I want them to move this table so I can pack and stack. They look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm telling them I will give each one of them $5. All I want you to do is go in there, get that heavy table out of my way, bring it outside, put it by the dumpster. I'm sure somebody's going to see that beautiful table, and they're going to want it. They're going to pick it up, and they're going to take it. You know, but I thought, and they look at me like I'm a fool. So I said, what's the matter? You don't speak English? So they just look at me still like I'm a fool. I said, yeah, okay. You know, so I come in the house. Evidently, the neighbor's son upstairs heard me because, I mean, he got a front window. Next thing I know, I hear this on my door. And I open the door, and there's the sweetest smile on his face. And I said, what happened? He said, I forgot. Well, he and his brother came in. They moved the table. So I can pack and stack. I can begin to pack and stack. And that's what I plan on doing after the show, okay? So a lot of times, whenever you procrastinate, you spend way more energy worrying about, planning for, and feeling bad than the thing itself would take to do. Now, people procrastinate for several reasons. They procrastinate from fear of failure, fear of judgment or rejection, fear of success, of showing up and being seen, of inadequacy and ignorance. Usually, this fear can be cured by reaching out for help and support. You see, I have this thing about me. I do not know how to reach out for help. I mean, if I talk about it enough, I think people hear that I need some help, and it seems like somebody would volunteer to give me some help. So I have this fear of reaching out, because when I do reach out, it's like, now I gotta wait for you to do this, help me on your time, and I need it done now, you know, because when I'm asking somebody to help me, it means I really need this help. The second thing is resistance. They just simply don't want to do it. Either it is not theirs to do, or they are in defiance towards the person or entity that has given them the task. Now, I can't be defiant against myself. I gave myself this task, you know? The cure is to get off the fence and either take responsibility and do it or eliminate it from the to-do list. Not something I can do. Whatever the reason for your procrastination, this is a good month to eliminate it and take care of the important things you have been putting off. Another theme we are working with this month is the theme of responsibility. What business is yours care of, and what business really belongs to someone else? Now, that's a good one because, you know, we can get in a whole lot of other people's business. We can get in a whole lot of other folks and stuff, you know, and not pay much attention to our own. Hold on, I just got to drink some water. I'm really dry here. So, let's talk about getting your ducks in a row, which is very much a discovery about what the business is that you need to take care of. The discovery isn't, the discovery also includes what ducks are in your row that are not yours, and eliminating the habit of taking care of other people's ducks. It's also important to acknowledge where you have been handing your ducks over to someone else and not taking responsibility for them, such as, let's say, perhaps your health and your personal happiness and your personal well-being. So, tell the truth. Forgive yourself and others and get your own ducks in a row. So what business are we talking about that you may need to take care of? Hey, it could be anything from dealing with your taxes or fixing a crack in the wall or getting some overdue acupuncture or starting that meditation practice you have been talking about for months or finally losing that extra 10 pounds you have been carrying around or dealing with a communication you have been putting off. Or making a change in your life that you know is necessary. Or taking that walk around the block. I mean, what's 30 minutes? You take a walk around the block, you come back home, you've done your heart good, you've lowered your cholesterol, you lowered your sugar content, your diabetes, A1Cs go down. And all you do is take a walk every other day around the block. You know, talk about a metabolism boost. And I'm not saying race walk. I'm not saying run. I'm saying take a little stroll and breathe in and breathe out and look at the sky and look at the birds and listen to them tweeting. You know, I would walk through the streets of South Carolina. I used to count how many birds' nests I saw in the trees. Now, that's how slow I was walking. And I'm going to tell you, it's a refreshing thing to do. Okay, it also includes getting rid of old clutter. That holds energy. That's some big books. Oh, those big three-ring binders that are over there with Waheed's minutes in it. I mean, I got minutes from 1994, 1996. I've got some stuff that I need to get rid of. But I always say, well, you know, the IRS may come along and ask me some questions. I got to have proof. I don't have any more proof. I don't need any. This is the year 2016. If IRS needs proof, from 1994, then you know what? They'll just have to not have it. Find it someplace else. Because this stuff has got to go. Y'all making me feel good today. I'm making a list of everything that I'm saying I need to do while I'm talking to you. Because once I get off of this off this broadcast, I'll forget everything I said that I need to do. You know how that is. When you're talking to somebody, you know all the stuff that you can do and all the stuff you need to do. And as soon as you shut up, sit down, go somewhere, go to the kitchen, eat some dinner, you done forgot everything you plan to do until the next time you think about it. And then it's too late. All right? So, it also includes finishing what can be completed and handling all the details that come your way in a timely and focused fashion. Remember that clutter holds energy in a way that can keep you from moving forward. You may never suspect that those boxes of old photographs, I got plenty of those, or unfinished projects from years ago, or papers and correspondence from the distant past can be interfering with your ability to create something new. Even if they are not physically in your immediate environment, they are still extensions of yourself and part of your business. Okay? So, you got to take care of the business. Letting go of these attachments will free you up for something new. The key is to tackle your business with an open heart and with enthusiasm and inspiration rather than dread. Don't go it alone. That's my biggest thing. Trying to think I can do everything by myself. But don't go at it alone. The collaboration theme from last month, remember last month, cooperation, collaboration, last month? Well, that collaboration theme of last month continues with the opportunity to always ask for help. Taking care of business, potentially fun and communal. This is a time where shifting consciousness is being supported, planetary influences, taking care of our business, and getting our ducks in a row will ensure that we move into this new consciousness without old baggage. Now, you know the times are changing. We're moving into a higher level of consciousness. We're doing some fourth and fifth dimensional stuff here. And you do not want to take this stuff with you. No, I don't either. We got to get rid of that baggage. I'm talking about all kinds of baggage. We're not talking about just material stuff we see. We're talking about baggage that's an attitude. We're talking about all kinds of baggage. We're talking about emotional baggage. We're talking about grumpy, grouchy baggage. We're talking about all kinds of stuff we need to get rid of. And we need to let it go. So, how does this month show up for you personally? All right? Much of the business to be taken care of this month falls into the personal category. The business can include changing old habits, eliminating doubt, working on your self-esteem, forgiving others, dropping old resentments and blame, telling hard truths. Now we're talking telling hard truths with a gentle heart. You know, some of us can be real, real, real crass when we want to tell somebody the truth and you just want to be ugly. So do you want to tell the person the truth and you just want to slam dunk them and cause them some heartache and pain and say, well, I finally told them what I've been thinking? No, 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 no. If you want to do it with compassion, you sit the person down and you say, look, this is what the deal is. This is what. And when you go at it like that, you know, tell them the truth the way you would want the truth told to you. Come on. We got to start dropping these old resentments. People be saying, oh, I ain't thinking about that no more, but you know you are. Resentments and blame, drop them. Okay, taking responsibility for what you have created, caring for your health, and becoming more responsible for your choices, your decisions, your well-being, and your own happiness. Notice what and where you have been procrastinating self-care. And do some work on rebalancing that part of your life. Have you been neglecting yourself health-wise? You know, you just don't care, so you're going to eat that strawberry shortcake. Oh, you know, I'll make it up tomorrow. Oh, you just don't care, so you're going to eat that rice and gravy. We're not saying that you got to go on a strict, you know, diet. What we're saying is you need to do these things in moderation. There is a time. And a great movement for opportunity and lots of support this month to declutter your resistance to doing what you know is best for you. It is also an opportunity to embrace discipline as something fun and inspiring instead of totally undesirable. You know? So what about your relationships? Let's see what we can do about the relationships. Relationships, things that need to be said, things that need to be changed, things that need to be forgiven or acknowledged or blessed, are all part of taking care of relationship business this month. Look to the details of what it takes to begin, develop, sustain, or enjoy a relationship, and become conscious of where in this flow certain relationships fall. Communication is a big one, and I'm told Mercury retrograde allows us to focus intently on how we communicate, what we say, what we mean, and from where the communication goes. Is it coming from the heart or is it coming from the head? Are you communicating just what you think the person wants to hear, or is it truth? Are you communicating from a place of love and compassion or a place of judgment? How willing are you to tell the truth and be with others who also tell the truth? It's really amazing. The other day, I have one real estate worker that's helping me look for apartments. And she's more a property purchase type realtor. And so she's been helping me as much as she can. But then I found a realtor who contacted me. Somebody told her, gave her my number, and she contacted me. And you're not supposed to do these crossover things with realtors because they have the same listing and so on and so forth. And it's a courtesy that you don't have both of them working for you at the same time. It's conflict of marriages. And so the second one called me, and she started talking to me. She said, so, You want a 1 or 2 bedroom? She said, and how much money do you want to pay for rent? And then she said, so what about what floor would you prefer to be? She started asking me questions that prompted me to be able to tell her I did not want to be on the ground floor, because on the ground floor, you know, it's just some carpet over a slab of concrete. I want to be on the second floor. I definitely don't want to be on the third floor. I'm not going to be hoisting my groceries and my clothes or whatever if there's no laundry room available up there. Two, three flights of stairs. I mean, I went on and on and on. I mean, when I finished talking to this woman, I knew that this woman, by me telling her all the truths of how I desired to live, it was phenomenal. I had never, ever looked for an apartment and done that. I had always been like, well, can you find me an apartment? Yeah, I'll take a 1 or 2 bedroom. Well, yeah, you know, that community is okay. I mean, I began to say I work along Route 50, so I can do an apartment in South Riding. I can do an apartment in Middleburg because Route 50 drives straight through. I mean, I gave this woman some details on where to find an apartment, and we did each other both a favor. Now, when I got off the phone with her, I realized she's the best fit for me. Now I had to call the other realtor who's been helping me, and do I send her an email? Do I send her a text message? No, I called her. And I told her about the woman that I had just spoken to, and told her I thought the other woman was a better fit for me because it seems like she was more an apartment type realtor. And since you more purchasing, you know, property, a home ownership realtor, I think the other realtor was a better fit for me. And she appreciated me. I mean, I could have sent her a text message. I could have sent her an email. No. She was nice enough to be working with me, so I called her and I told her the truth. Okay? Now, back to this clutter stuff. Part of uncluttering the psyche is to let go of resentment. Well, we already said that, huh? So Lena's saying that again. Let go of resentment. Let go of expectations, judgment, shame, guilt, regret, and anything else you may still be carrying around from old relationships, including the relationship you have with yourself. Now, with this resentment and expectations, they say, you know, we can plan the party, but don't plan the outcome, because we're setting ourselves up for resentment and judgment and hurt, okay? So all of these energies are baggage, and they are cluttering up your ability to create new relationship patterns that would serve you better. So take care of the business of eliminating them once and for all. We've been talking about this all year. So I'm beginning to feel like I'm repeating myself, you know, because it must be a need for this to be said over and over and over again. Because as we move into this new cosmic energy, people are still holding on to the ugly. But we got to cut the old loose and make way for the new. And we're not saying diss the old. We're not saying dismiss it. We're not saying be nasty about it. We're not saying be rude about it. We're just saying find a way to compassionately let it go. Now, she also talks about our environment, and it's a good month to focus on the personal environment and take care of any deferred maintenance that may exist. Even just making a plan and calling in the right support to take care of things will start moving the energy. So it's a lot of energy motion this month. A lot of it needs to be shifted. You know, think of it more as a positive awareness that can be worked with, organized and planned for. There is something that something that I posted in one of my Facebook groups, and I think it's appropriate for right now. It's it talks about moving energy and doing things. Hold on a second, because I loved it, and because I told one of my groups that this is going to be my motto for the month. It makes life so much easier for you when you accept, just accept. You know that acceptance thing? Accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. This will miraculously transform your whole life. Imagine anything that happens in your life, good, bad, and different, you know, whatever it is. Accept it as though you had chosen it. You had called it to yourself, and this will miraculously transform your whole life. Because you will immediately know what to do about it. Why? Because you called it to you in the first place, so you know what needs to be done if you just sit down, accept it, and then act on it. Business, partnerships, and projects always come from the heart when taking care of business in your business. That was a tongue twister. Once again, always come from the heart when taking care of business in your business. But at the same time, stay focused on the details and on what has to be done. Procrastination is definitely throwing some lessons our way this month, and it is best to work through timing issues with patience and determination. So, with that, communication can be challenging and glitches will certainly occur. It is hard, so hard, it is hard to be overly critical when you have an open heart, and it also makes it easier to see what is not congruent and what needs to change. You may not always have the intellectual understanding, but you will know the truth about what it is. And what you should do and what is right for you. Okay? This will affect taking care of business with projects and partnerships, and not everyone will be on the same page. So what's she saying for September, the first week of September? Is she saying that this is still under the influence of a new moon and that new moon's eclipse? The first few days of September will be a good time to go within and to make some inner decisions and personal commitments that will put certain things into action for your future. For your future. Now, next next show, we're going to be talking about, I think it would be very, very interesting for us to talk about how this energy is fluctuating and flowing through us, you know, during our next presentation. You'll notice I'm losing my voice. I can't wait for the show to be over so that I can listen to the show, so I can find out how this new mic is working. That's the only way I can tell how a new mic is working when I listen to the show myself. If this works, I'm going to be doing it like this all the time, because I like being hands-free. And this gives me my hands free. How are y'all doing out there as far as looking at these candidates for presidency? I know I try my best not to get into the political thing, but I want to remind everybody that the energies that aren't harmonizing, they're definitely not harmonizing. And what Kryon said in our show during the July show, I think it was July 17th, Kryon was saying to you old souls out there that you may have a tendency not to vote in this election because you are going to see old energy on both sides. And you are going to look at it and say, neither one. Really? Really? Neither one? Really? Neither one. Okay? Really? Can I say really enough? You're going to say, where is the new energy? And we've been talking about the moving into the new energy, and you're going to want to know, well, where is it? Well, this may look like old stuff because they're fighting, they're angry, they're calling each other names. You know, they're at their meetings, they do shouting. People are acting crazy and a fool. Well, welcome to the new earth. This is the new earth. This is a reaction against harmony. This is what reacting against harmony gives us. They are not going there. They are, in fact, anytime you see the opposite and you are seeing that opposite, it is a reaction to the light that is starting to spread. A light that is someday going to make politics really transparent. And they are not ready for that. And so the reaction is anger and frustration. But Kryon said also, you have a tendency to sit above it and say, I'm not going to vote because I don't want any old energy. Well, Kryon's advice to you old souls is, we need you to vote. Now, Kryon is an angelic entity that speaks through Lee Carroll. So when he says, we need you to vote, he's talking about all your angels, all your guardians, all your ancestors. He's talking about all those non-physical energy that you could possibly think of. You know, they're saying, we need you to vote. What we want to do is tell you this. Look at both candidates and vote for the one, in your opinion, will be the most transformative. That's the one. It's important that you vote. If you simply say, I don't like what's happening, you won't be able to vote for what's transformational. You have this privilege, this right. The next time around, it's going to be different. And the time after that is going to be startling. These are potentials, not fortune telling. The ripples that are felt, it's about light and dark. It's about energy reacting to other energy and what happens when it reacts that way. So make sure you watch, you listen to what's going on, because it's all transformative. Huh. And last but not least, let's see what the animals have to say. Breathe hard, breathe long, breathe deep. And let's see what animal we pull for the energy that we seek. I pulled skunk, represents reputation. But I pulled the contrary. That's an upside down skunk. So we need to hear this, because we must be operating contrary to who we really are. Skunk medicine operating through the contrary or reverse position indicates that your self-esteem may seem to others as if you are putting on airs. Observe whether or not you are observe whether or not you are repelling others in your vicinity because of envy, jealousy, or a projection of their low self-esteem. Examine your feelings. Be truthful with yourself. Write the situation by assuming the attitude of skunk. Nonchalance. In assuming nonchalance, you are neutralizing the effect of leaking energy. In leaking vital energy, you may be stinking up your environment. This is similar to dumping all your woes on anyone who will listen. If you are doing this, it may be time to shut your mouth and go within. You may also be leaking sexual energy and repelling the object of your interest. That person may be too shy to tell you to lay off. Look deeply at your self-image and how others are reacting to it. To balance the cause and effect of your actions and energy flows, you must decide whether or not you need to spray in the direction of others to repel their envy, greed, jealousy, or over-amorous tendencies. On the other hand, you need to always maintain your right to be. Self-respect is the key to all of these situations, whereas ego is merely what you believe yourself to be. Skunk says, if your ego is your amigo, you know it stinks. So, with that, I'm going to take it to mean that for me, I'm going to hang low. Like I said, when I talk about my situation, it turns into a woe is me type conversation. I get teary-eyed. So I'd rather just lay low, lay back, and do whatever it is I can do. And the rest will come. And with that, I want to thank all of you out there for spending this time with me, checking out and working out my new system. I don't know where I'm going to be or if I'm going to be able to do a show the third Sunday of the month, because I don't know where I'm going to be living or if I'm going to be here. I don't know if my computer is going to be up. I just don't know. So we have to play it by ear. In the meantime, this is Duchess saying she loves you all and thank you once again for hanging tight with me and listening to me and sharing your energy with me, because I definitely enjoy sharing my energy with you. And on that note, I want to say good night, everyone. Oh, that's right. You'll want Sister Reverend Ada's telephone number. Hold on. Okay. You will have to ask her what her rates are. And I'm sure if she can, she will do some remote healing. And it looks like I don't have Sister Ada's telephone number available. Shame on me. Duchess. That's because I took something out of my purse today, and I didn't put it back. Okay, maybe I'll be able to give it to you next show. I am so sorry about that. And Sister Ada isn't going to be sorry about that also. Okay, that's Duchess signing out. Forgive me. I'll have it for you next time. Like I always say, if it was meant to be, it would have been done. But it must not be meant to be. Have a good night. Love you. And we'll get it to you real soon.